It's the Edinburgh Man Podcast. It's podcast number 295. It is actually the second podcast number 295, or at least the second one I've recorded. Oh dear, the week. This is Feed the Fire by Object, and Object is spelled O-B-J-C-T. I didn't really need to tell you that before I played the track, just to tell you that afterwards. Anyway, they're from Italy, and this is Feed the Fire. That's Feed the Fire by Object, and they're from Italy. And if you go to object.bandcamp.com, objct.bandcamp.com, you can download it there. Sorry, I just bumped into something there. I'm in a tiny space. I'm in a cupboard. Actually, I am literally in a cupboard. This is the second attempt at recording the podcast. I just recorded it, I don't know, about an hour and a half ago, maybe an hour ago. And I have this microphone, this Blue Snowball microphone. I've actually got two of them. I don't quite sure why, but it's got a switch on the back, and the switch has got sort of three positions. Position one is the, yes, this is the one you want to record. Position two, for whatever reason, uses the microphone at the back of it. I can't remember if it uses the rear microphone and the front microphone, or if it just uses the rear, and I can't remember what the third one does. Anyway, it was in the wrong position. It was in the position that records sound from the back as well as the front. And I was using the setup I've been using for the last few weeks, which is a standing desk, but it's out in a room and it's a bit echoey anyway. But unfortunately, it was so echoey. It was just recording all the sound from behind, and it was horrible. And I tried to fix it, and I recorded a little intro, me standing in this cupboard recording an intro about the quality of the audio. And I edited it and stuff, and it was ready to upload, and I thought, you know what, it's terrible. I'm not doing this to anybody. I hate it when a podcast I listen to regularly that's got good quality audio does one where it's like a live panel or something like that, or it's like recorded on location or something, and it sounds terrible, and I'm like, nope, I can't listen to this. So I thought, I'm not going to inflict that on you. I'm just going to have to bite the bullet and record it again. So Edinburgh Man Junior is home from school. He's in the other room, so hopefully he's going to stay quiet and not interrupt us. But anyway, yes, we'll get through and record this podcast. Like I say, take two. And that was Feed the Fire by Object from Italy. And I've got six tracks. I've already listened to them like loads of times today before I recorded the podcast, when I recorded it, and when I was editing it, and now. So they're all fresh in my mind. I've listened to them loads. So hopefully, at least there's great music in today's podcast. I was going to do sort of that September blend thing where I did shows from tracks from shows over the last 15 years in September. And I have the playlist ready for that, but I didn't have any notes ready, so I couldn't really go ahead and record that. So that one, despite the fact it's now not September, I'll maybe do that at some point. I'll explain throughout the course of the next half hour, I'll explain why I didn't do a podcast last week. But in the meantime, this is Oomph, OOPF exclamation mark. The EP is called, I haven't written it down here actually, have I? Oh dear. Yeah, this is Pennies anyway, and I'll find out what the EP is called after the during this.
Phone in, it ain't fun.
That's Pennies by Oomph, or Oof. I'm not quite sure how you pronounce that, but OOPF.bandcamp.com is where you can get it. It's a 3-track EP. The EP rather, is called Night School. I did go and check. I had to go out of the cupboard and into the other room to check. It says here on their website, or rather on the Bandcamp page, it says DM for information on how to cash in Oomph tokens. Claim your prizes while supplies last. I'm not really sure what your prizes are. It's a name your price on Bandcamp. I think everything I'm playing today on the podcast is a name your price. Came out on September the 18th. I was actually a little bit disheartened over the weekend. I was going to record a show over the weekend. I wasn't really sure what to say because obviously Epic Games, who I didn't even realise Epic Games, or I'd forgotten Epic Games were the owners of Bandcamp. They've sold Bandcamp to a company called SongTrader with a lack of vowels. So any company that has a lack of vowels in their name instantly arouses some sort of suspicion in me. I don't know what that means. Might not mean anything for Bandcamp, but it does worry me a little bit. Bandcamp is such an important... In fact, it's a bit of a monopoly, isn't it? It's about the only place where a lot of unsigned bands or sort of outsider musicians can get their music out there. And from my point of view, it's great for Creative Commons music, even though it's not got a very good discovery mechanism for Creative Commons music. But nearly everything I play on the podcast is Creative Commons licensed, which means it's easy for me to play in the podcast in terms of licensing. But also a lot of releases that are on Bandcamp are released under Creative Commons. So hopefully that'll remain, but I'm a little bit worried and a little bit sceptical. It used to be years ago there was other places where I would get music for the podcast, but most of those have dried up or gone by the wayside, and really Bandcamp is about the only one that remains. So fingers crossed it can, you know, carry on as it is right now. But like I say, a little bit worried about that. There was something else that I was going to say, but it's completely gone out of my head. So I will play, I'll play the next track, and hopefully I will remember what I was going to talk about. This is Quaking/Shaking by Kevin and the Robots on 103 Records.
Thank you.
That's Quaking/Shaking by Kevin and the Robots. It's a double A-side on 103 Records. It's at 103records.bandcamp.com. 103 is the number 103. Or maybe indeed be 103 Records. It's an independent label based in St Albans in Hertfordshire. I don't know if Kevin and the Robots are also based in St Albans. They may be. They may not be. Came out on September the 16th. I remember the thing that I was going to tell you about Creative Commons music. I am relatively active on Mastodon. For a long time, I used Twitter. It's about the only social media site that I use, but I gave that up during the pandemic for obvious reasons. And since then, I haven't really used much other than like Reddit or something like that for social media. But I've got quite addicted, in a good way, maybe, to Mastodon over the last few months. If you want to follow me on any social media, it's Edinburgh, or at Edinburgh_man, at mastodon.scott. That's basically the only place where there's any sort of social media presence for Edinburgh Man, or rather the Edinburgh Man podcast. But I've also put a bot on there called CC Releases at Bot in Space. And if you follow that bot, it will trawl Bandcamp on a regular basis. Well, it does it every day, actually, and then spits out releases that are released under a Creative Commons license on about a sort of two-hourly basis. It hasn't run out yet. There was one day, I think, where it sort of stopped at about 9 o'clock at night, but most of the time it has enough regular releases to get through the day. A lot of stuff is absolutely batshit, but there are really quite some interesting gems in there, and a lot of the music, if not all the music, that I'm playing on this podcast, and I think the podcast last week, were tracks that I discovered through that bot. It's basically based off little scripts and search stuff that I was doing anyway, but from my point of view, it makes it so much easier. I was doing a lot of this stuff manually, and I thought maybe I should just sit down for like half a day or a day and automate this. So I thought, well, Mastodon is quite a cool way to automate that, so it could be useful for other people as well. So if you are on Mastodon, I think it's CC Releases at botsin.space, or it might be bots.inspace. I can't remember, but it's something like that. I'm sure if you do a search for it, you may or may not find it. The other things that have happened in the last week, like I say, Edinburgh schools were on strike last week, or rather the janitors and the cleaners were on strike, which meant Edinburgh Man Junior and Thing 2 were at home for 3 days. They're only in school for 4.5 days. So they were home for 3 of those days. So it was all a bit hectic and crazy. They also had homeschooling and worksheets because the teachers weren't on strike. It was just the support staff. Just support staff. Obviously, support staff are very important. But yeah, so they had loads of stuff, and I had to sort of wrangle them to get that sort of stuff done. So that was... ugh. And the other thing that happened, we moved into this place almost a year ago now, or just over a year ago. And with us, we brought an old fridge freezer that I think we bought about 15 years ago from old Edinburgh Man Towers. Well, that just packed up in the last week, or it started doing this weird thing where it's always on and always making a noise and probably costing an absolute fortune to run. Unfortunately, it's quite a small fridge freezer. They don't make them that size anymore. They're massive now. So the cupboard that it was in the kitchen, has had to be completely destroyed, and I've had to basically break a whole cupboard out so I can build a sort of a new cabinet in there for a new fridge freezer to go in. So that was... if I wasn't helping with homeschooling last week, it was demolishing the kitchen, an impromptu demolition of the kitchen to try and put that in. I still haven't quite done that yet. The cupboard is now looking almost ready for a fridge, and I have got it on order. When we moved in a year ago, we weren't going to do the kitchen. We thought it was quite a small sort of galley kitchen. We just thought, oh, we'd paint the cabinets and make it nice and bright, and we'll just figure out what we're going to do at some later date. And when we actually moved in, the guys that were fitting the gas had to put in a pipe, and they had to take a cabinet off the wall. And in taking a cabinet off the wall, they discovered all the rest of the cabinets were barely held on by a couple of nails or something. So the whole thing came down, and we discovered there'd been a leak at one point, which meant one of the cabinets was all warped. So we basically had to rip out the kitchen and build a kitchen, and we didn't in a weekend, and we hadn't planned for it at all. So, oh dear. I did it in my back. I'm sure I did it in my back at that point, either before or just after that. One of the two things. Gee whiz, that was a whole trial. Anyway, we'd put off the fridge freezer part, but that's kind of reared its ugly head in the last week. So all that meant last week was absolutely hectic, and I couldn't record a podcast, and I couldn't record that. Like I say, I had both the playlist for this podcast and the playlist for a September Blend podcast done. I might try and squeeze in the September Blend. I mean, goodness, I've already recorded 2 podcasts today. I might try and squeeze in the September Blend over the next couple of days, and maybe you can get an extra one thrown in. Right, this is Max Lumpin from Lyon in France, and Faux Contact, and that's as in F-A-O. No. Not as an FAO. FAUX Contact. Yeah, and it's from the album Full Contact. That's Full Contact by Max Lampin. MaxLampin.bandcamp.com is where you can get it. It's also on vinyl, and there's a t-shirt. There's also a list of gigs on there. I was going to say there's loads of gigs on there, but they're not. Half of them have already happened. I think he's got two coming up, but I'm not going to go through and read. Now, apart from that, I don't actually have that information in front of me. I've got some notes that say there were gigs. That's not much help to anybody. Came out on September the 16th. Like I say, you can go to MaxLampin.bandcamp.com. And you can get it there. I've talked quite a lot, haven't I? I think there was maybe one other thing I was going to talk about, but I can't remember what it is. So I'm not going to hassle you with all the chat. And I've already done this chat twice. Anyway, this is the second time. So I shall play music. I've got two more tracks to go. This is from an album called Be the Crumbs in My Console. I don't recommend that. I've got quite a lot of old retro consoles and old 8-bit microcomputers and stuff, which I do quite like tinkering with and fixing or modifying. But yeah, I have cleaned out some ones that have had horrible crumbs in. I don't recommend it. Anyway, the band are called Prize-Alarm. It's on Magic Afternoon Records from Detroit, Michigan. This is Uncle Gene's Bread. Uncle Gene's Bread by Prize-Alarm, or sort of hyphen anyway, and it's from the album Be the Crumbs in My Console, which came out on the 19th of September. Go to magicafternoon.bandcamp.com, that's where you can get that one. Oh dear, well, I don't recommend recording two podcasts within like a space of 2 hours, especially not when they're the same podcast. I've got one more track to go. Something else that I came across because of that bot that I wrote. The Creative Commons release bot, it found this one on Bandcamp, which I wasn't aware of. It's a record label called Found Footage Records. I think they've only just started, or at least they only have relatively recent releases. They're based in Chicago, Illinois, and it's at foundfootagerecords.bandcamp.com. And they've got lots of interesting old stuff, obviously, with a name like that. They're re-releasing. It says here they're reclaiming, remastering, and reissuing obscure rock records from the 90s. And it says about contacting the label, I won't bother read that out. But they have had a couple of interesting releases on there, and this one is by Jamie Stewart, who used to be in Shoo Shoo. In fact, I'll read out what it says. It says, prior to the magnificent Shoo Shoo, Jamie Stewart wrote and performed songs as part of IBOPA, Indestructible Beat of Palo Alto. Playing what they penned as Cinematic Death Mambo, the band broke up in 1999, dissolving into 10 in the Swear Jar, XITSJ, where songs like Sad Girl and I Love the Valley would become fully realised as the anxious queer jams they ought to be. There's a two-track single on there, and I'm going to play the main track off that, which is When You Write, and this is IBOPA. And it says here that it came out in, I don't know, in January 1998. I'm not sure if it really did come out then, or if that was just when it was recorded, but anyway, this is a fantastic Jamie Stewart. Everything he does is brilliant, and this is When You Write, and I shall see you next time.
Back and forth, it's killing me. I call you too much, 'cause I worry. I've been sweet on you since that first talk. said it so loud, maybe too loud. She's still crazy about me. Well, then I thank God, 'cause my brain has come true. I think so hard about how to reply to you, so you can feel I'm still crazy about you. So you can feel I'm still crazy about you too. Drop it off doorstep, reasons why I like you, even though it was too much, shook us up a bit, but they're still true. Oh, when you're right, you're still crazy about me. Well, then I thank God, 'cause my dream has come true. I think so hard about how to reply to you, so you can feel I'm still crazy about you. So you can feel I'm still crazy about you too. So you can feel I'm still